Weekday Fanny on 2FM.
And now for something completely different. How would you fancy a free beer? Or should I say, how far would you go to get a free beer? Well, in Wellington, in New Zealand, they're enticing students to trap rats in exchange for free beer. Okay, I will repeat that. They're enticing students to trap rats in exchange for free beer. Jonathan Muster is the president of the Science Society of Victoria University in Wellington, and he's organising this. Welcome to the programme, Jonathan. Let's take a look at this here. I'll have to start with a verification question. Is it true that you're giving away beer in exchange for rats?
Basically, yeah. When you've got your voucher to claim a beer, you've got to get a voucher. Once you've got that voucher, you don't have to claim a beer. You can claim a different drink. You know, you can get an orange juice or a wine or whatever you like. But yeah, if you want a beer, that's great.
How did you come up with the idea?
Basically, my girlfriend and I were at a meeting about trapping predators in New Zealand. We've got a lot of these introduced predators which are dangerous to our native wildlife. And we thought, well, we've got all of these students. How do we get them engaged and how do we incentivize them a bit and say, you know, come on, guys, get out here and trap some rats.
And is it that there are a lot of rats because there are not many natural predators around Wellington in New Zealand?
That's kind of right, yeah. So New Zealand wildlife evolved way out here in the Pacific. There were no natural mammal predators, and so the things like the birds, they evolved with other bird predators. And so when the rats turned up here, when humans introduced them, they were really able to prey on a lot of that native wildlife, and they didn't have any predators themselves, really, so they sort of overran the place.
So where nature takes its course elsewhere, it can't do it there. So do you have, like, stoats and weasels and hedgehogs and possums and all those kind of things?
Yeah, we do. We have everything you just mentioned, and they're all really dangerous predators as well. Every single one of those predates some of our native species, but also competes with them. And so we have programs to trap and try to. I mean, ultimately, we'd love to eradicate all of those from the whole of New Zealand.
Why?
Well, a lot of our native wildlife just can't keep up. It just competition doesn't work. And so we've got a lot of native birds, things like our kiwi, which is obviously a national icon, flightless bird. It just can't fly away from a stoat or a weasel. And without that kind of intervention, those will become extinct. A lot of them are already endangered. A large number of species have already become extinct over the last few hundred years.
And if I came along to the Science Society of Victoria University in Wellington with a dead stoat, would you give me a voucher for a free beer?
Yeah, we'd give you a voucher for a stoat. I mean, we'd love to have you. It'd be great. But basically, anything up from a rat. So we can't give it for mice because they're not as damaging and they're a lot. You know, it's easy to catch a lot of mice. But if you come with a rat or a stoat or a ferret or a possum, anything like that.
Okay, so I'm getting the impression here that, like, you know, it's worth it for somebody to pay for this to want to get rid of everything like the stoats and the weasels and the rats, and the price is one beer, one rat or one stoat. So who's you know, stumping up the money for all this?
So there's a guy called Gareth Morgan who has an investment company. He's a philanthropist over here. He's very keen on a lot of conservation projects, and he's prepared to put up quite a lot of money to support a lot of projects that do not only trapping of animals like this, but other related sort of conservation projects.
So basically the situation here is that if nature doesn't provide a natural predator, then the natural predator becomes a human being. So to get back to the beer, when I mentioned earlier on the whole idea of maybe going along to the Science Society of Victoria University with your dead rat or whatever, do you bring the rats into the pub to get the free beer?
No, you really don't do that. The manager of the pub would be particularly unhappy if you turned up with a stoat or a rat in his bar. No, you bring it along to the Science Society, and we throw it in a freezer. They're going to be used for some research projects further down the line, and then we give you a voucher, and you only use the voucher in the pub.
And every barman knows what that voucher is and will gladly give you a free beer for the voucher.
It's just the one bar at the moment, so it's just the bar at Victoria University.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you have to come to that one place to redeem your voucher. We'd like to expand that in the future, and hopefully we will be able to.
All right, okay. So, when you say, like, you know, research projects, are we talking stoats, weasels, hedgehogs and possums and rats for research, or do you not just sort of, you know, incinerate them, get rid of them?
We're mostly getting rats, and so with the others we haven't thought about it too much. But with rats, there are some projects that are going to do things like try and look at how big the population is and how it breeds, look at those population dynamics using genetics. There are also going to be some projects which look at their feeding habits, and so they'll dissect the dead rats and they'll do some genetic analysis of their stomach contents and figure out what they've been eating. And those will be projects done by postgrad students over the next year or two.
Okay, well, finally, Jonathan, how many do you hope to catch by the end of the project, or if it's really successful, does it basically never end?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were running for 6 weeks initially, and one of the things that we never knew setting out into this is how many rats would come in. We've been going for, officially we've been going for about a week. We've just reached the 10 rat mark, you know, which isn't that many, but that's quite a good thing, really. We don't want to be pulling in hundreds of rats. It tells us that the control that's already in place, you know, people out there trapping and poisoning and that kind of thing, is doing quite a good job. There aren't a huge number of rats around. So, yeah, we're just at the 10 mark at the moment. We'll see how we go. The more the better, really.
All right, well, listen, good luck with it, Jonathan. Jonathan Muster is from the Science Society of Victoria University in Wellington. And thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you very much.